This is all about here at the Emergency Operations Center, about everybody keeping on the same page.
Erie County Commissioner of Emergency Services Dan Neverth Jr. monitored the storm from the county's Emergency Services Center off Broadway in Cheektowaga. It was the hub of emergency managers reporting in and holding conference calls from their towns, villages, and cities to update one another on the storm's impacts.
Any major situations that you've had to help anybody with at this point?
No situations where we had to pull people off of the interstates or whatnot. Again, that's about being proactive. They shut down the Skyway knowing that conditions had deteriorated enough that if they didn't shut it down, we're going to start pulling people out, or worse, not being able to get to them in a timely fashion.
Travel advisories and some travel bans were issued throughout the region. It made it easier for first responders and plow drivers that needed to be on the roadways. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz also kept a close watch on the blizzard activity at the Emergency Services Center.
But by most people heeding the warnings and staying off the roads, it's made it a much easier situation than if we had traffic jams and then the snow build up and cars get stuck. And then you get those situations where people are stuck for hours outside, and that's not good. So I think people have learned from the past.
Still, Poloncarz noted that some motorists did end up driving into ditches and there were a few serious accidents. County's Department of Public Works crews worked 12-hour shifts to keep roads clear and salted. There were between 22 to 26 plows out on the county roads. WBFO News asked Poloncarz and Neverth if this blizzard compares to the one we just experienced in January.
This doesn't seem as bad condition-wise as we had in January. What's your take on that?
I think the conditions in the January blizzard were worse for a longer period. We were talking about a 2.5 to 3 day event in January, and here we're talking about a 1 day event. We've seen it here. We lost power twice at the Emergency Operations Center. We were on backup generators for some time, and I know in other parts of the county they've lost power as well. So it hasn't been bad at times. There were a few hours here earlier where we were looking out the windows and you couldn't see anything. So the whiteout conditions were there. It just hasn't been as long. But I do want people to understand this is a blizzard.
When you look at the blizzard from January, can you compare the two at this point?
I guess the comparisons would probably be best along the lines of what's different between the two. A blizzard is a blizzard, but in the case of the earlier blizzard, it was because of the extremely cold temperatures. This one, the temperatures are on the backside of that. The other comparisons would be the area that was impacted. This is from Toronto all the way down through Pennsylvania. It depends on what you're getting, but this is a storm, not a lake effect.
This rough winter is adding up in costs for Erie County. Prior to yesterday's storm, Poloncarz was anticipating spending about $1 million more with costs associated to the winter storm cleanup this season. Now the blizzard will add to that price tag. Crews are also feeling overloaded from the long, snowy winter. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.